are you, everybody ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Get it done.
That's my specialty. All right. 5:03 on Tuesday, May the 13th, and I'm going to call the planning and zoning meeting at the City of Woodway to order. And the first thing that we have on our agenda is a time for public comment. So if there is anyone here who would wish to speak about any item pertaining to the business of the Planning and Zoning Committee, we do not have any public hearings, so if you had any comments that might relate to anything of what we can do, please feel free to step up to the mic and we will hear what you have to say. All right, it appears no one here would like to speak on that part. Then we will move on to the next item of the agenda, which is to approve the minutes from the meeting of April the 22nd. Those meetings are included in your packet, and so hopefully y'all have had a chance to look at them or take a moment to do so now.
I'll move to it.
You want to do it?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes, April 22nd, 2025.
All right, any second on that? Any comments? Second?
Second.
All right, no comments on that, so that matter is approved. We will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is discussion and considering action on the approval of the final plat for Lot 1, Block 1, EHM Edition, PUD to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being part of that called 50.94 acre tract 2, described in a deed to LFRP Limited, recorded under instrument number 2006037607 of the official public records of McLennan County. Would you like to have some comments on that?
Good evening, board. It's good to see you all. For those of you that don't know, I'm Mitch Davis. I'm the director of community services, and I will be giving you a brief synopsis on this. This is the EHM edition. It's a single lot subdivision. This is the final plat. You've already approved the preliminary plat. I believe you conditionally approved this final plat initially, and they had to add one particular item which was missing, which was the build line where they're setting off. The escarpment line runs through this property, and they're basically just saying, we're not going to build in this area, and we required them to put that on the plat. So they did that. Everything else is technically correct. And we are recommending approval.
Would anyone have any comments for Mr. Davidson? Any questions? All right, thank you very much. All right, do we have any discussion regarding this? We have seen this a couple of times before, so it's not like it's anything new. Of course, the escarpment is something very important to make sure that is properly noted and that is now corrected. If there are no other comments, would someone like to make a motion regarding this particular item?
I make a motion that we approve the final plat for Lot 1, Block 1, EHM Edition, PUD, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas. Being a part of that call, 50.94 acre 2. Track 2, described in the deed to LFRP, LTD, recorded under instrument number 2006037607 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
All right, thank you.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and second on this agenda item number 4. So let's go ahead and take a vote. If there are no other thoughts or comments, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. All right, that motion is approved. Our next item on the agenda is an update regarding our PUD projects. And I see we all have a handout for reviewing on that as well.
Yes, ma'am. This would be the I believe it's a semi-annual PUD report for you guys. These numbers are the current May 13th report for these PUD subdivisions here at the city. I'll just run through them really quickly. The ones that are, these are active, and any changes that, you know, and if it's bolded, it's changed from 6 months ago, and I've got the older one. I believe it's in your packet as well, so that we could go over anything if you want. But the Lakes Ahead of the Run phase one is what we call Cotton Crossing. It's down on, you know, the old golf course is what I call it, but it's down at the end of Western Oaks Drive. It's got 23 lots total, 2 open building permits, 14 lots have been CO'd. There's 7 lots still vacant. The Lakes Feather Run Phase 2, same area, just the next phase, 20 lots total. There are 5 open building permits, 8 lots with COs. There's 7 lots still left to be done. Lake Forest Phase 2, it's 62 lots total. There are 3 open building permits, 55 lots with a CO. 4 lots are currently vacant, so that's 89% complete. Lake Forest Phase 3, there are 37 total lots. 4 lots are currently open and under construction. 30 lots have been CO'd. 4 lots are still vacant for 81% complete. Moving over to the second column, Badger Ranch Phase 1 is 93% complete with 46 lots total. There's no current lots open for building. There's only 3 lots left. 43 lots have been CO'd. Badger Ranch Phase 2, 35 total lots. There's no actual permits open. It's 97% complete, as you can tell, and there's only 1 lot left in that subdivision that's not been CO'd. Tanglewood Phase 1A, or 86 lots. It's 51% complete. There's 19 lots under construction. 44 lots have been CO'd. There's 26 lots still vacant. Phase 1B of Tanglewood, 64 total lots. 24 are currently open and under construction. 23 lots with COs that are finished, and then 18 lots are still vacant. And then Westlake, which is going down towards the lake, there's 42 lots. They have not finished a lot yet. We have our first building permit actually open there, so they're started construction, and there's 41 lots left open. That's it in a nutshell. I will gladly answer any questions that you might have about the PUD report.
I guess my question is in the Tanglewood addition, the homeowners have received approximately 50% increase in their POA fees. Mm-hmm. Now, that may continue, it may not, but there's no way that we can tell that, and they can't tell that. So my question is there any way that we can put some type of restriction or some type of like a police?
As far as for HOA dues, HOA dues are not. They're not run by the city. They're not maintained by the city. Those are all agreements between them.
Just between the builder, and so they buy the lot and then they lease the lot for the rest of their life.
The HOA is comprised of the neighbors. They set their own fees.
Yeah, that's
so
the POA.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You understand?
Yeah.
And briefly, they're not happy. Oh, sorry. Briefly, because I know there's a lot of detail, but for a CO on the exterior of the property, can you, like, is there a quick highlight? Is there a bullet list? What has to be in place for that?
COs are typically just for health and safety. I mean, we follow the building code. There's a CO requirement for that. Sometimes HOA on finishes will have their own set of rules that they will require. But as far as the CO on a building.
Yeah, so outside of a HOA altogether, just the City of Woodway requirements, do they require a lawn, a driveway to the curb, like
they, I mean, yes, the drive, that's part of, yes, a driveway would be required. There's 2 off-street parking spaces that are required. There's, I mean, a lot of it's just little stuff, numbers on the mailbox, okay. Cleanouts are all done, landscaping is required, or erosion control to keep dirt from leaving the property.
Okay.
I believe you can get a temporary CO without landscaping.
I don't have an end to this. Question.
No, it's a good question to ask. And I know we do, the building final is done after all your trade finals are done. So you'd have an electrical final done. There's a plumbing final that's done. There's an HVAC. All those are done. Then we do the building final. The inspector will walk through and verify that, you know, the it's basically health and safety stuff for the most part. But it's as far as exterior of the building, there's not much other than just landscaping, really. And is it graded, you know, over the course of construction, they'll check to make sure that the house drains away from the property drains away from the house. Mm-hmm. And then that's most of it in a nutshell. There's some smaller stuff that he will check that I can remember that usually is, you know, they have to seal up some of the caulking to make sure that water can't get behind the lights on the front porch. That's something that we always manage to catch on the electrical final. And, you know, it's just little stuff like that that kind of goes through. But the building final is pretty straightforward. It's letters on the mailbox. Can the fire department, will 911 be able to find this house when they call it in? Is it available? Stuff like that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I just have a question just for my own clarification. How is a POA different from an HOA? Did you say POA?
POA.
Yes.
I think a POA has a little bit more powers. They can go into cities and they can require certain rules and restrictions, whereas a homeowner association is more like in that neighborhood particularly.
I've been on a board of an HOA for years, so I know what that one is, the POA, how that one's
different. I believe Tanglewood is an HOA.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Any discussion, any comments? I think we all got that. Okay. Then I think we can move on to the next item, which is staff updates.
That's good.
You're on again.
That's fine. The only thing I really have to update on is I want to introduce Stephen. He's
our new assistant director. He'll be your main liaison moving forward. Stephen Dvorak.
Hey,
he just started last week, so we're getting him up to speed on planning and zoning rules and just our department as a general rule. And he's the new John Norman. He's going to be taking over and doing all the stuff that he did. So. We're looking forward to him. Y'all's next meeting, he'll probably be up here, and I'll just sit over there and watch. But I didn't want to just throw him in here to the wolves with y'all in the first meeting, so I thought, well, I'll kind of show him what's going on. But
newer questions next time, please.
We'll look forward to tormenting you in the future.
Other than that, there's nothing really new going on that y'all would be too involved with. I know the city secretary's planning the boards and commissions dinner for y'all that's coming up this summer, but other than that, I don't know when. I don't know much about it, so.
So you know anything about Starlight?
Starlight Estates is still for sale. I mean, it's.
No bites?
Nobody's talked to us about it at all, so.
And how much they got on the clock as far as.
I believe their plat runs out sometime next year, I mean, January next year. They came in and filed y'all's extension.
Yeah,
and so that was the last time.
They've got to sell it by then or it all starts all over.
Yeah, the plat will expire and they'll start all over. Yes, sir.
Okay. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Well, we have one more item on the agenda. Not mine tonight.
I'll take it.
All right. Got a motion to adjourn. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank y'all very much.